Hello?
Hello, Vincent?
Yes?
Hi, this is Jeremy calling.
Hello, Jeremy.
Fine, how are you?
I'm fine.
Are you busy?
No, I'm coming back from work and cycling right now.
Oh, okay. You're on your bike. So I'm catching you on the cell phone. Oh, okay.
I'm just coming back from work right now.
Oh, okay. And so you found a job then?
Yeah, I just went for trial in a new place now, which was very nice actually. They were making nice bread there.
And where in
Yeah.
France are you? In Lorraine?
No, I'm in the south. I'm in very close to Nice,
Oh, wow. That's where my
in the
mother's
south of
from,
France.
actually.
Yeah? Yeah, weather is great here. It's like sunny all the
Oh, wow.
time. Very hot in the bakery though.
Oh, I could imagine.
Yeah.
So, what made you leave England all of a sudden?
Sorry?
What made you go back to France?
I had enough of England, the weather,
Yeah. And the
I
way
wanted to live in the place with nice weather.
they talk.
The way they talk.
Yeah, and the lousy food. So, actually, I want to call you because I have some friend, a friend of mine, David, from Canada, who wanted me to ask you some questions. So, I don't know
Yeah.
if you have a second or two.
Yeah, no problem. I'm just arriving somewhere now. I can sit down and no problem.
Oh, okay. interview on the side of the road. How impromptu.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how did you become a baker?
It just happened like that, I went to work in England just for work experience, and then I ended up working in a bakery. And it was like a factory, like a wholesale bakery, and I realized it was great making bread.
And but you did that in England. You didn't do it in France.
No, I've never worked in France before in the bakery. Before I came to England, I didn't know anything about bread, so I just came to England and I discovered everything.
Oh, wow. And
Yeah.
how is bread in England in comparison to France?
Well, I've worked in quite traditional bakeries in England. In London, lots of people, they're seeking good bread. So the places I've worked, most of them, it was like really good bread I've been making there. So it might sound to people, it's like weird to learn baking in England, but it was really in London that I learned, and I learned a lot from the places I worked, and a lot from myself as well, reading books and everything,
Oh, okay. And but you've always enjoyed bread. I mean, you are French, so fr bread and bread in France are a marriage.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay, I'm gonna have to ask you some of these questions from my friend here because he's the one who introduced me to you. I should explain to everybody that I found you through my friend at Cliffside Bakery in Toronto, and he made this bread, and he said, oh, and then somebody commented how beautiful the cut was, and could they copy the cut? And he said, well, it wasn't my idea. I stole it from this French guy in England, and I said, oh wow, I have to go find out who this guy is. And then I opened up your site. It was like bread porno, you know? So I said, wow, look at all that bread, you know?
Well, the funny thing is, I stole this cut as well. I went through the internet and I like to look at pictures of bread on the internet and videos. And I saw on a French website, actually, I saw a picture of someone cutting the bread like this.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I guess the internet is good for something.
Yeah, it's good to look at other people's bread, other people's creation, and just like take bits from everybody and make it your own. And that's how to make nice stuff all the time.
Well, it was funny because one of the people that I guess was linked to your site is a baker that I met at my school, who's an instructor where I went to learn how to bake bread. His name's
Yeah.
Roger Goural, and you had commented on one of the breads that he did. It was like a pinwheel kind of batard, and I said, oh
Oh
wow,
yeah.
I know that guy. I said, the world is very small.
Yeah. When it comes to bread, it's actually very easy to meet the same people over again. I mean, when it comes to people who are really interested in good bread, because it's still, I think, like a quite close circle, like people who really, really are into this. So you just come across the same people most of the time.
Well, you come from a region of France that I don't know too well. I mean, I lived in Alsace when I was a little kid, and then we moved to America, and America has become like the bread capital of the world, maybe. I don't know if that's true,
yeah.
But tell us a little bit about the bread in Lorraine. What kind of bread is made in Lorraine?
It's quite hard to say, really, because when I was young, for me, bread was just like normal. I didn't focus too much on bread when I was
okay.
young.
Yeah.
I really became passionate about bread only five years ago only. So bread in my region is like normal. Lots of people eat baguette, and you know, you got like basic French bread like wholemeal and cereal bread. It's basically, I was eating very really basic bread when I was young.
And what you were just, you sent me an email and you told me that you were really disappointed in the way people were baking bread in France.
Well,
now that you're in the south of France, what do you think of the bread there?
Well, it's hard to say really, because I've gone to only a few bakeries just like that for trial, because I wanted to look for a job.
Yeah.
But I was really, in a way, I wasn't surprised, because I've read books about bread making in France from Kaplan, which was saying a lot about bakers using improvers, additives, and all this, and but still, I was really like, there's some bakeries here, like village bakeries, small bakeries, where they're really rushing into things, because they just make baguettes basically, and they have to make, he's like one baker in the bakery has to make so many baguettes every day that he's got no choice but to use machines and to use additives to allow to the bread to be there on his bakery.
Yeah.
Which is a shame. It made me realize that in France, it's like this, there's a kind of vicious circle about baguette eating, because bakers only make baguettes because people only buy baguettes, but people can only buy baguettes because there's only baguettes in the shops. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, when I was in Paris, the same thing. I went to Poilin the first time, and I said, wow, you don't make baguettes there? And they said, no, not here. And they just made, you know, their famous miche and a few different, very few breads. But, you know, that was sort of like, you know, Paris is the symbol of the baguette. But it's...
Yeah, that's the great thing about this bakery. That because he stayed, like, he went against the...
The grain.
How do you say? Yes, exactly. And while all bakers went through it, and they're making baguettes, they think that's the greatest thing. And all the people have in their mind traditional French bread is baguettes, but if you go far back in the past, it's not baguettes. You know, it's very recent things, all these baguettes. And when I went to these bakers here, and I called them, and they said, yeah, you know, you're going to have to learn, it's going to be hard here, because we're making very traditional bread. You know, you've been making bread in London, you're not going to know all this. Uh-huh. And I came there, and I saw him mixing, you know, adding the powder, adding the additives and everything, and I was like, oh my God, you know. And because they're like this, they have very big pride in what they do, so they don't have the open mind to realize that maybe they do something wrong.
Yeah. So do you think France is losing its tradition in bread?
No. I lost it many years ago, and now it's getting it again. It's getting back, because there are many bakeries. More recent ones opened by younger people who have like who think a lot and everything, and these bakeries make very good bread. Today, for example, I went for a trial in another bakery, and this one, they were making very nice bread. They were like resting the bread in the for 3 hours, and after cutting all the pieces of bread and spreading them like many kilos of dough on the board,
right.
And they leave them overnight in the retarder.
Uh-huh.
And the day after, they just cut the pieces of dough and throw them straight in the oven like this. So they sell the bread by the weight.
Uh-huh.
And it makes very nice bread. I was really surprised. So there's still bakeries, but it's really young people who start making good bakeries now in France, I think.
Uh-huh. Do you think there's still the old bakers that are still there that are have kept the tradition, or just in the small villages?
Yeah, no, I think it's the opposite in small villages. Like, people keeping the traditions are people making the bread with additives and all these baguettes, you know?
Yeah, because my mother...
I think the whole thing is turned around. It's like old people are making the bad bread and young people are making the good bread again.
Well, maybe that's...
But that's only my view, you know?
Yeah.
I haven't been anywhere, I can't say, really.
Yeah. No, because my mother always told me about how she lived in a village in the Var region and how they used to make the communal breads. Each family would make their own bread, and you bring it to the communal oven and bake your own bread, and it would last a week. It was a big giant loaf of bread. So I always have this romantic notion.
That would be the proper traditional French bread.
Yeah.
But this is like very long time ago, I think. I wonder if it still exists these days. That would be amazing.
Yeah. Well, my friend David wanted to ask you about the oven that you guys were using with the rotating hearth.
Yeah.
And I guess he wanted to know how do you work with that oven? I mean, what's the concept of the oven?
Well, basically, is that this oven was made by SMF. It's a company in France, South France. They made this oven. It's called Lopis oven,
right?
And they're very nice. You got a big firebox that goes through the whole oven. The whole oven is round, so you put fire on the firebox and it just heats up the whole oven. And then on top of this, you got the hearth that is like suspended on a pole.
Right.
So the big round hearth, it just rotates when you turn the wheel. And he makes it very easy to load the bread inside with a peel.
I had worked with one in here in New York at a bakery called Boulay Bakery, and they had one too, and it was pretty amazing looking oven. I mean, I wasn't the one putting the bread in the oven. I was just a kind of a, like a stagiaire trying to learn how to make bread properly. Yeah.
No, it's quite a good feeling to load the bread by hand with a peel.
Yeah.
It's a really great feeling. I worked for 1 year then, and I really enjoyed it. I was working in the oven all the time.
Uh-huh.
And the great thing with this oven is like it's got a it's very tight. There's a very small door, and
right.
the whole baking chamber is very tightly closed.
Uh-huh.
So when you put the bread, you barely need any steam. It's just the bread itself makes the steam for the oven.
Oh, okay.
And when you unload one batch of bread, you load the other one, it bakes with the same steam as the first load of bread.
So you don't have to put
any steam.
Yeah, yeah. Huh.
And this steam is the steam from the bread, so it's like better steam. It's got all the fermentation inside, everything. So it makes a very nice crust and very tasty, you know?
It's sort of like the no-knead bread where you use a creuset pot. And,
exactly. That's exactly the same, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
When you do this, when you bake your bread in a pot, you don't need to spray your bread or anything because the steam of the bread is enough for the crust.
Yeah, it's just dangerous putting the loaf inside of the pot when it's burning hot.
Yeah, have you burned yourself already?
No, I was lucky. I used something to help me put it inside.
So. Yeah, the danger is when you take the pot. You put it in the table, and then you forget that it's a hot pot. You start touching it with your hands.
So you have a nice ring on your table.
Yeah, it happened to me many times.
Yeah. What's the daily production of the where you were working in England? What was the number of loaves that you were making at that bakery?
On the busiest day, we would make 1,700 loaves.
Wow.
But the less busy days, we would do like only 600. It's very... different on different days. On the weekdays, it's really quiet sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And it's always on Friday night because it's a wholesale bakery, so we work the day before. So on Friday night, it could get very, very busy.
Uh-huh. And what was the other bakery that you worked at? They were like making more like Italian-style breads. I noticed that. I'd seen that.
Yeah, I worked in the Exeter Street Bakery in London.
Uh-huh.
And they were making really nice bread. All the bread was bulk fermented for a few hours.
Yeah.
It was whole hand-shaped. And it was made in a really traditional way, but still in a commercial approach, because the production was very big. It could go up to 3,000-4,000 a night.
Wow. So you really got all your cooking, your experience in England. How do you think you're going to fare in France? Do you think it's a different style of baking, or is baking pretty much universal? It's all pretty much the same system.
Yeah, it's all pretty much the same, but there are like differences. Here people in France, they like they always talk about the force of the dough, the strength.
Yeah.
They like when they mix it, they're very conscious about how to mix it, how long to mix it, which flour to put. Like sometimes they put a lower gluten flour to make it less strong, the dough.
Uh-huh.
And I was quite amazed that they give really much care on this.
Uh-huh.
it's quite interesting.
I had met a baker that I was doing the stage at Boulay, and he was a compagnon, and he was amazing because he could feel the dough and tell you what was wrong with the hydration. I mean, I just being there with him was really amazing. The only problem was he was from Toulouse, so I could barely understand his French, and it was easier for me to understand the African guys. So they had a better they had a better accent, I think.
Yeah, after a long time, people they get so used to it. They just like they feel it like this, the bread. Sometimes you can even just hear it when the bread is mixing in the mixer, and you're working in the bakery, and you can hear that the dough is not the right consistency just because the different noise the mixer is making, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, it's like this, and that's the thing I really like about bread making is because there is like so many things to learn about it, and it's like it's always different. Every day you work, you have to change something, like to fix problems, and it's a really interesting job.
And do you plan to bake only where you are now, or do you want to go to different parts of France and bake in different areas of France?
I will probably eventually. I'm going to spend the summer in the south because the weather is great there. And I just found a very nice place to work where they make all like really traditional like pastries and everything, plus with the bread. So I can learn a bit more because I've been really making only bread since I work, and I want to broaden myself a bit and learn about pastries. So this place is great, but in the future I want to keep traveling and work in different kind of bakeries with different styles because it's always interesting to see what different people make.
And do you want to stay specifically in Europe or travel around the world?
No, I might travel around the world. I was thinking to go in Australia probably, but the visa might be an issue. I need to check with this. And I went to California for holiday 1 month ago, and I really would like to work there because it's the same. The place is great, people are nice, and people really care about the bread they make. They make like a traditional bread.
Well, I sent you some addresses for different places. A friend of mine in Australia and a couple bakers in California, so maybe you should send them an email.
Yeah, I will try. I will try. I will check it out and send them an email
All
because
right.
that would be great. I really like traveling, so you know.
Great. Well, take a lot of pictures while you're baking, because that way you can send me pictures and we can post it on my site or on your site.
Yeah, I will. I will.
Well, it's a pleasure talking to you.
Me too. Thank you very much for calling me then.
And hopefully if I get back to Europe, I can and come and visit you and see what kind of bread you're making.
Yeah, that would be great to meet up one day.
And
All right.
both David and I were saying that, we hope you can find your brother soon, and hope that situation resolves, and
Yeah, I really hope so too.
for your parents as well.
Yeah, the worst is for my mother, you know, she's really, really worried.
Well, enjoy the day, ride your bike, enjoy the sun in the south of France. I wish I was there.
If you want to come one day, I will probably have a flat in a few weeks.
Okay, great. Good talking to you.
Thank you.
Okay, au revoir.
All right, bye. Au revoir.
Ciao.